be the bad block. This place turned into a living hell overnight.
That's a nice set of wheels there, jerk.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, how fast does it go on the open road?
Well, that actually kind of depends on how much I've had to eat. You know, once I had two sloppy joes, and I couldn't get the thing off the kickstand.
Hey, you're on skull turf, kid.
Kid. Well, you know, I'm flattered that you think I'm a kid because of my youthful appearance, but I'm actually 30 years old. That's right, 30. You know what the secret is? Water. 12 glasses a day. Orally. Now listen, kids, this is really a lousy neighborhood to be playing in. Why don't you get behind me and we'll all run out of here screaming together. Come on, let's go. Oh.
Quit your blabbering, kid.
Wait a second. Leather jackets. Switchblades. Bad nicknames. Why, you're ruffians!
It's a book.
Where are you going, the library?
We leave you a little souvenir of our visit, huh?
Well, sure, what do you have for
me? Oh!
Thank you very much. I would have preferred one of those little snow shakers with the Statue of Liberty in them, but thank you. Thanks.
Oh, my God. It's still swollen. Ah.
Oh, Chris, that's not swelling. It's fat.
Well, that fat may have just saved my life. Otherwise, his fist would have gone straight through to my liver. Mom, Dad, Greenville isn't the Greenville we once knew as kids.
I never knew it as a kid. I grew up in Chicago.
I'm an army brat.
Look around you. A town once full of hope and promise that drew millions to its shores is now nothing but a filthy, enter-at-your-own-risk, lawless border town with corruption as its main export.
You're forgetting our booming shoe industry.
Touché. Played through. 15 love.
Chris, you don't know what you're talking about. This is a cute neighborhood.
Well, yeah, here, but two blocks down.
You're talking about Meadowbrook Lane? Son, you'd be nuts to go down there.
That's right. You could get punched in the stomach.
I say it's time to take back the streets so that innocent people can take a wrong turn and senior citizens like yourselves can shuffle down the sidewalk with your walkers and your golf carts and your social security checks held up high for all the world to see. What do you say?
In my heart, I know you're right. But my perfectly functioning brain says you're a horse's ass.
These are just good kids that have taken a wrong turn in life and gone down a bad path. They need somebody to come up behind them and tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, pal, slow down. Put on your turn signals and make a left up at the next intersection, because I know a great place for cheesesteaks.
Gladys, could you make any sense at all out of that last chunk of babble?
I think he's asking for lunch.
Oh, Ma, I've got to rehabilitate those kids.
Chris, you don't know anything about rehabilitating troubled youth. In fact, everything you've ever brought home died or rusted.
Now, Dad, wasn't it you who once said I had Kennedy-esque leadership qualities?
No, I said you have a yellow streak.
Six of one, half dozen of the other.
Chris, I think it's a very sweet gesture for you to help people less fortunate than yourself.
You're just going to get the crap beat out of you.
Not as long as I have this. funny puss got broken. Guess I have an evening of gluing ahead of me, huh? Hey, maybe that could be a group activity we could all do together, huh? Hands?
I told you this is the same idiot we whacked around the other day.
That's right. You're a very perceptive young man,
Snake.
Snake. Ugh, what your parents did to you. No wonder your self-esteem is lower than your chances of ever getting a job that doesn't require you wearing a name tag or a hairnet.
That clock wasn't in the cage. I'd smash it to bits.
Okay. Easy action. Cool off, kid. Okay. Look, kids, I know you're all traumatized, emotionally troubled teens, but I want to set your minds at ease. I know where you're coming from, okay? Because I've been there, too. Oh, yes. You know, when I was your age, I had a stack of overdue library books about this tall.
Okay, let's just cut. Nah. Well, he's funny. It's kind of like watching some wino geek get hit by a car.
Kids, come on. I know how you live. I know what you do. Where were you? Probably down at the Lazy Iguana, dancing the mashed potato and shooting the curl. See, I'm hip. I'm with it. So what do y'all want to do now? Press a ham?
Oh, you're right. Let's cut.
No. I think he's kind of cute.
Well, I think somebody just signed up for teacher's pet. I've got canopies and I've got fluffer nutter too, but I have no beverages. I'm sorry, kids. That's something called tough love. No matter how much you beg, I'm just going to have to say no beverages.
Hey, Beardy, we take what we want when we want it. Got that, Beardy?
You know, it's very easy to pick up on somebody's physical defect and make up a cruel nickname for them. Mr. Strong-jawed, very attractive James Dean type. There. See, I can zing with the best of them. Kids, come on, let's get in a semicircle. We're going to have a little bull session. Come on. Just pull the chairs around. That's it. Right around like that in the front of the room. Start by going around the room and introducing ourselves. I'm Chris.
You don't look like a Chris.
No, really?
You look like an idiot.
You know, if I didn't know that you were really lashing out at your father, that would have brought me to tears. Come on, who's got the guts to go first? Come on, just rap. Pour me a glass of your thoughts. Come on. Yeah, the young boy in the leather jacket.
What stinks in here?
Well, actually, I get a lot of moisture this time of year, but good question. Thanks. Anybody else? Yes, the young lady in the provocative sweater.
Why are you still a paper boy?
Yeah. All right. Okay, you guys want to hear a little something about me? Fine, I'll play. I'll go first. Let's see. All right, well, here's something. Something I'm not very proud of. It took me 10 years before I was able to shower in the nude. Because I was sure that, you know that thing where the water comes out of? That there was an eye in there watching me. Sorry. Oh, boy. That feels so much better to get that out. Okay. All right, who has the guts to go next?
Okay, fine. It's just that my parents, you know, they just keep cutting me down.
That's a toughie. I don't have an answer. Anybody else?
Yeah. I got kicked out of school last week, and I ain't got the guts to tell my old man.
That's rough. I'm a blank. Anybody else? Hey, how about you? Come on.
I feel like an outsider. That's why I act tough and pretend like I don't care.
Okay, I can see this is going nowhere. Let's try a little role play. Maybe that'll help. You know what I need? I need a volunteer up here. Who can I get? Snake, great. Come on up. And Snake, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play your daddy, okay? And you just react to me like you would your own daddy, okay? Let's try this. This is going to work fine. Here we go.
I'm your daddy. Blah, blah, blah. I work for a living. Boy, out of my way. Where are my slippers? Blah, blah, blah. I'm your daddy. Blah, blah, blah.
Does anyone know what the hell he's talking about?
Buddy, maybe this would work better if I try playing your mommy. Let's try it that way, okay? Come on, let's try it, Snake. Give it a shot for once. Come on.
Come on. Hey, why are you always getting down on me and my friends?
Come on in, Snake. Mommy's just putting on her pantyhose.
Mom, why are you always putting down me and my friends?
Snake, would you be a love and zip Mommy up?
That's great.
Oh, that's good. You're getting some real emotions out. I think there is a little progress made here today.
You know, we're not such a tough guy after all, are we? Okay, Mr. Bazooka Joe. Just for that, you don't get this back till the end of the day.
All right. Well, that concludes the audience participation part of our program. And now, I'm going to take you on something I like to call a field trip. I'm going to take you somewhere to broaden your horizons and teach you something about life. I'm going to show you the pinnacle of modern-day culture.
Where are we going?
I don't know. How about a supermarket? Quite a day, didn't we? You kids have been through some major personality changes today. From young ruffians to little ladies and gentlemen. You know what? Going to that supermarket, I kind of worked up an appetite. I bet you guys did, too. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to treat you all to a wholesome snack of coho salmon. Oh, my. Okay, who isn't afraid of a little green on their food, huh? Okay, well, I think I made a dent.
Are you sure you're making progress, dear?
I don't know, Ma. All I have to go on is my experience and about 120 episodes of Room 222.
You think you could talk after you untie us?
Oh, my. Okay. Are you sure it was my kids that did this?
Yes, leather jackets, switchblades.
Bad nicknames.
Feels like an outsider, acts tough, and pretends he doesn't care.
Wow, Snake opened up to you. Hey, this has been a breakthrough day.
Chris, we've been robbed.
Yeah, right, Dad. Let's just jump to conclusions, shall we? No, this could all be just a huge misunderstanding.
Yeah, I guess when I said you'll never get away with this, they thought I said take all our valuables and tie us to a chair.
Wait, maybe we're overlooking the obvious. Maybe my kids were just practicing some magic.
They certainly made some of the appliances disappear.
Oh, right, Dad. The kids are always wrong, aren't they? Us adults, though, we're always right. Oh, yeah, that's why we have a federal deficit in this country of some $200,000. Oh, but let's not listen to the kids. Their ideas are way too far out. Us adults, we're always perfect. I think some of us have a little growing up to do, if you don't mind me saying so.
Okay, where the hell are my fudgesicles?
Are you kidding? Those were the first to go.
Snot-nosed bastards. Now they've gone too far. I swear, on the graves of my parents, on the lives of my parents, that I shall avenge this heinous act or die trying to the last breath in my body. As long as the sun rises in the south and sets in the North Pole, where Santa lives. E tu mari tu tante, tu para tu tutti, maratin te patote, e tote maratin.
Chris!
Para tutti, maratin ti patara.
Chris!
Para tutti, what?
Will you just get the hell out of here?
They're very close.
Hey, Peterson!
You made your last mistake this time, Beardy. What, you got a death wish bringing your white bottom around our territory?
No, you made the mistake. You crossed the line when you stole things from my parents. Things with perfectly good warranties, which, by the way, I have. And that means that if anything breaks down, you, my friends, are up a creek without a pickaxe. I mean, a shovel. And so, at the very least, you are stuck for full retail cost of repairs, which is probably upwards of $40 an hour. So,
I guess we weren't so smart after all, were we?
Okay, let's just kill him.
You reek of fudgesicles.
Prepare to die, Beardy.
Okay, Natalie, now it's time to stop him with that he's kind of cute line. Go ahead.
He's a dork. Dismember him for me, will you?
All right, let's kill him now while we get the muscle.
All right. You can chop me up into 1,000 pieces and bury me in your neighbor's backyard if you want. Or you can take the Chris Peterson challenge.
He's talking crazy, Biff.
Hey, shut up.
What are you saying, Beardy?
I'm saying that if I can pass your stupid little obligatory peer pressure baby initiation into your gang, then you give me back all my stuff and let me go.
Okay, you're on.
And if I win, you become responsible contributors to the society.
Yeah, sure.
And look up to me as a role model and listen to everything I say.
Oh, of course, fine, yeah.
And change the name of your gang to the Peterson Pixies. I went a little far with that one. We don't have to do that. Now, what do I have to do for your little silly initiation? Wear my clothes inside out or put on a stupid beanie or something?
Could do it, I could.
We didn't exactly do it.
What do you mean?
Actually, we don't really have an initiation.
We made it up as we went along.
This stuff is way too dangerous for us to be doing.
You lying little scamps. We had a deal.
Oh, yeah, and we're keeping it. You see, we figured that any guy that is psycho enough to go through all that, well, you could easily come gunning for us with a chainsaw.
Yeah, I'll listen to anything you say.
Yeah, so give us some advice.
Advice? Well, yeah, I'm kind of on the spot now, aren't I? I hadn't really given it much thought. I just figured I'd die when I set myself on fire. So. Boy, so I'm really your hero, huh? You're going to listen to everything I say?
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, that's a lot of responsibility. Well, here's how I'd go about it. First thing I would do. It was a new experience driving down Meadowbrook Lane. What was once a seedy, dilapidated, decrepit street inhabited by horrible ruffians, hooligans, and ne'er-do-wells had now transformed into a seedy, dilapidated, decrepit street inhabited by well-behaved, well-groomed, pleasant-smelling young ladies and gentlemen. Those who used to bully and torture others are now bullied and tortured by others the way God intended. Some cynics might suggest I've created my own master race. My answer to that is, so what if I have?